Last week, Democratic State Representative Jocasta Zamarripa, flanked by several Latino organizations, unveiled three items they hope the legislature will pass early this year. The items include restoring in-state college tuition for young people brought to Wisconsin by their undocumented parents, allowing the DOT to offer a temporary driver's card for undocumented residents, and a voluntary state holiday honoring labor leader Cesar Chavez. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he made Zamarripa an offer about the Chavez holiday.
I said to her that I would be willing to consider the Cesar Chavez holiday if we also put one in February for Ronald Reagan. So people who would say, look, I believe I'm a conservative, I want to celebrate Ronald Reagan's birthday. People who are more liberal, a socialist activist like Cesar Chavez, they can celebrate that one. She wasn't interested in that.
Ann Voss says there's also a condition attached to the driver's card issue.
One of the concerns a lot of us have had is we want that driver's license to be used as a photo ID when you go to vote. We certainly don't want people who are here illegally to be able to vote.
Ann Voss is also nixing the idea of restoring in-state tuition.
So I certainly believe the taxpayer subsidy shouldn't go to people who aren't here legally and certainly can't stay after they graduate from college.
Voss spoke yesterday in Milwaukee at a largely Latino religious school for elementary and middle school students. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.